regarding the minhag that we have before Rosh Hashanah several times, and before Kippur also, to make Katanat Nedarim, to absolve ourselves of any vows or different things that we've accepted upon ourselves as minhagim tovim, that we did not say Bli Neder, so they need to be absolved by a betin. Preferably, once you try to make a Hataran Darim with 10 people sitting on the betin, because it takes care of a lot more things. It can take care of Nizirut and Nizifut, which are also different types of things that may be on a person. Now, in the Hatara itself, we say the following statement. Afshim mitzad ad-din, even though according to the law, normally when one absolves himself from Nedarim, he has to actually specify which vow he's coming to get rid of. However, we tell the Beit Din that we have so many vows that it would be impossible for us to elaborate on all of them. So just handle everything. So the Sefer Derech HaHayim writes that this only applies to the Nedarim that you don't remember. However, if there's a specific neder that you do remember and you know you're coming to absolve, you actually have to tell it to the Beit Din. You can't just say, well, I don't know, there's so many of them. But there's one that you actually know, you have to go tell one of the Dayanim, listen, I accepted upon myself such and such a thing. The other ones, maybe I forgot. But this one over here, I remember. He brings that from the Shibboleh Aleket. Furthermore, even though we make a Hatara on or before Rosh Hashanah, the custom is if a person makes Nedarim throughout the year, we do not rely on the Hatara that you made previously. Because a person might say, listen, in the Hatara we said, in any Neder that I make from now till who knows when, I'm already nullifying it from now. And then during the year he happens to make a Neder, we don't say, well, he nullified it already on Rosh Hashanah. The custom is that still, even during the year, if a person made a Neder and wants to absolve himself from it, he should go to the Beit Din and go through the process. Furthermore, this subject of Hatarat Nedarim does apply to the ladies also. Therefore, the custom is the men can serve as the messengers of their wives. Because they don't necessarily have to be in front of the Beit Din itself, but the wife tells the husband that a certain neder, or that she has the darim on her that she also can't remember. The husband can tell the Beit Din that he's also representing his wife. In our text, it actually includes Lanu, Vedeneshotenu, Debetenu, so therefore it is included. The ladies themselves actually come to Kal Nidre, which is on the night of Kippur, then they're there in person. That would also take care of their Hatarat Nedarim. Last but not least, regarding the people that are reading the Hatarat Nedarim in Hebrew and do not understand what they're saying, and they just think it's some type of ritual that they have to say before the high holidays, it does not work. It would be better for those people to say it in the English rather than say it in Hebrew and not understand. I should point out one more thing. A person that makes a neder throughout the year, and at the time that he made the neder, he remembered the Hatara that he made on Rosh Hashanah, and he still made another neder, so certainly the Hatara on Rosh Hashanah does not absolve of those nedarim. The Hatara that we make before Rosh Hashanah only absolves if during the course of the year I forget and I make another neder, let this take care of it. But if at the time that you're making that new neder, you remembered that you made already Hatara, and still you're making this new neder, then according to all opinions, it's clear that you would have to make a new Hatara, and of course you would not be allowed to rely on the Hatara that you made before the high holidays.